Farouk Abdelmouti was one of thousands of Palestinians who were forced to flee their homeland during the 1948 War of Partition and became a lifelong refugee. In the wake of September 11, 2001, Farouk Abdelmouti, then a producer at the WBAI radio wake-up call program, was picked up by federal agents and held for 2 years in several prisons where he was beaten, deprived of life-sustaining medicine, and held in solitary confinement for over 8 months. Despite the full weight of state repression, Farouk Abdelmouti organized hunger strikes among incarcerated immigrants and became a cause célèbre around the world, a symbol which rallied thousands. In April of this year, public pressure became so intense that a judge ordered the government to release him. For 100 days, this 56-year-old man traveled the country speaking in defense of the rights of oppressed people, and after one speech in July, he collapsed on his chair and passed into eternity. For the hundreds gathered last night to pay tribute to this extraordinary man, his son Tariq Abdelmouti summarized the radical conclusion which Farouk Abdelmouti had reached in proposing a solution to the conflict in the Middle East.
My father, Farouk Abdelmouti, was in favor of the reunification of historical Palestine, where both the native Arabic and the Hebraic populations could live in peace under a socialist democracy independent from Western imperialism.
Attorney Lynn Stewart, herself on trial for daring to stand for the constitutional rights of criminal lawyers and defendants, spoke of the unusual way one often became acquainted with Farouk.
I just looked up and there he was in the audience. He didn't say, I'd like to be introduced or here I am. He just appeared. And that was Farouk's way. He was a self-effacing person. He turned up everywhere to support all manner of struggle, because he believed he was truly a person who had an internationalist outlook. I think when Sharon said he was a citizen of the world, that is how he ultimately saw himself.
Shireen Chorazo, Farouk's fiancée and longtime co-worker, expressed the loss that hundreds feel in the passing of this great man.
And I think it's, you know, ironic that he was taken at this time, which we felt was the zenith of his life. And I'm left with that, and only with the gift of knowing him and what we could have had. But he'll remain in my heart forever, as I know he will with all of yours. I know Tariq and I and all of us are going to try to carry on his work the best we can, but we will never in any way be able to replace him, and we wouldn't want to. You know, we have a great respect for this man, and I think that we have to realize it's a hard road we all have ahead in a rapidly degenerating world where the forces of power and imperialism are getting more and more brutal and are clearly against us, as they are against all progressive elements in the world who really aspire to see justice, equality, and equity.
So we leave you with the voice of Farouk Abdelmouti, whose legacy to us is his moral approach to life itself.
56 years under this brutal system and this brutal occupation and exile have created the fundamental case of the Palestinian refugees in this century and in the last century. It is very important for everyone present here to listen and to understand this fundamental issue. It's not acceptable in the 21st century from a civilization point of view to accept this misery.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Guyen.